picture, if you will, a winter scene. Even though everything's in color, it almost seems just as if it's shades of gray. The white snow and leading off into a distance a very lonely road. All the trees no longer have leaves. You stand amidst a cold, chilling scene of loneliness with gray, dreary trees and a gray sky facing you.
The title of this poem is called No Matter What I've Done. Years ago, Jay and I were witnessing to a friend of ours about Jesus and how much he needed Jesus. And he looked at us and he said, "Well, you know, I think I'm just basically too evil and God has given up on me." And after he said that, we talked to him for a while, but you just couldn't reach him. And I came home and I wrote this poem because no matter what it is any of us have done, and we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Jesus calls us throughout our life from the time we're really young until we die. He calls to us. He sends people into our lives to witness to us. He calls out to us in love to come to Him. We're eternal beings. We were created with an eternal spirit, and we will spend eternity somewhere. It's our choice where that'll be, heaven or hell. And I just want to ask you, if you're listening to this and you don't know Jesus, to listen closely to this poem and think about where you're going to spend eternity. All of us need Him. All of us need a Savior. Every morning when I go to prayer, I kneel down, and no matter how many hundreds of thousands of times I've done this, I just start thanking Jesus for my salvation, and I begin to weep. Because no matter how long I live in this world, no matter what I've done in my life, I know that, you know, I will never, ever be worthy of the gift of salvation. None of us will. I can't wait to get next to Jesus and thank Him personally for dying in my place. And this poem is something that's really close and dear to my heart, because we need to be busy sharing salvation with others. No matter what I've done, when I look around the world today at all the war and strife, and when I dare to look at the true measure of my life, when I have a quiet moment in my heart I cannot hide, I recall the things I've done that are buried deep inside. My sorrow overwhelms me and the regret is much too much. How I long for forgiveness and for a healing touch. I look around me and I cannot seem to see the sun. So overwhelmed am I with all that I have done. Can I reach out for comfort? Will anyone be there? In a world so full of strife, does anybody care? Will anyone accept me in spite of all I've done? For God so loved the world, He sent His only Son. When Jesus stretched His arms and the nails pierced His skin, He provided the pardon, the forgiveness of sin. No greater love would this old world ever see than God's perfect Son dying for me. My heart cries out, "Oh Lord, what must I do?" I hear His voice, "Look what I've done for you." It doesn't matter to me what you have ever done. I forgive you and I love you. Your place has been won. Repent and confess and believe with your heart. And I promise in my kingdom you will have a part. You are my child. I've been searching for you. Come into my arms. I've been waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus.